some kind of protest to coincide with President Trump's address to Congress tonight.
Quite honestly, it's embarrassing and disappointing.
Congressman Scott Perry says nobody likes to lose an election, but when Republicans do,
we try and figure out what we did wrong, how do we connect better.
On the other hand,
the Democrats don't do any of that stuff.
Instead, Perry says they tend to abandon civility just to try and make a point.
They turn their backs, they rip up the speech. It's always got to be some crazy stuff that looks insane.
Perry was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
The president speaks at 9 p.m. Eastern. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump had earlier ordered a pause in military aid to Ukraine. This update from Bernie Bennett.
The move comes just days after a contentious Oval Office meeting in which President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance confronted Zelensky for what they perceived as insufficient gratefulness for the more than $180 billion in military aid the U.S. has sent to Kyiv since Russia invaded 3 years ago. A White House official said that Trump is focused on reaching a peace deal and wants Zelensky, quote, committed to that goal. The official said that the U.S. was, quote, pausing and reviewing the aid to ensure that it is contributing to a solution. The order will remain in effect until Trump is determined that Ukraine has demonstrated a commitment to peace negotiations with Russia. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And after that U.S. pause in military aid, Ukrainian President Zelensky now says last week's Oval Office blow-up with President Trump was regrettable and says it's time to make things right. In Cairo, Arab leaders have endorsed Egypt's post-war plan for the Gaza Strip that would allow roughly 2 million Palestinians to remain in the territory. It was unclear if Israel or the U.S. would accept the Egyptian plan. This is SRN News. Americans don't trust the mainstream media.
A new Gallup poll finds that less than one-third of adults think that the major news outlets are telling them the truth most of the time. Christians are especially skeptical given their treatment by the big networks and publications. Another poll reveals that less than 20% of reporters say they know very much about religion. The decline in media trust is most pronounced amongst Republicans, but Democrats' trust is down as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming's only full-service abortion clinic has stopped providing abortions, but it remains open after the state's governor signed a law requiring such facilities be licensed as surgical centers. Wellspring Health Access remains staffed and continues to take phone calls from patients while its owner challenges the new law in court. Abortion in Wyoming remains legal pending a court case challenging bans the state has passed since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Federal authorities in Los Angeles arrested two alleged leaders of a criminal organization suspected of smuggling some 20,000 people from Guatemala to the U.S. and charging each person as much as $18,000 to get them into the country. Acting U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles, Joe McNally.
The offenses alleged in the indictment show a criminal group that acted with callous disregard for a nation's immigration laws and no regard for the immigrants that they smuggled. They held individuals smuggled hostage for months, threatened them and their family members with violence, and others, including children, were killed in a horrific car crash in Oklahoma in 2023.
A federal judge ordered the men, who themselves are in the country illegally, jailed without bond until their trial in April. They've each pleaded not guilty to multiple charges. That ring operated for at least a dozen years. More details at SRNNews.com.